It's the 5:30 p.m. Sunday Mass at Epiphany Catholic Church. This used to be the parish's Life Teen Mass, but it isn't any longer. White-haired and middle-aged people fill the pews, even some children, but there are few teens or young adults. That concerns Father Eric Powell, Epiphany's pastor.
There's a wave crashing on this generation from Australia to Europe to the United States that we're only slowly beginning to deal with.
That wave is a burgeoning trend among young people to reject organized religion, though many still say they yearn for a spiritual life. These are the so-called nuns. When asked about their religious affiliation, they say they have none. It's a trend that affects denominations across the board. The Pew Research Center says about a quarter of Americans under the age of 30 describe themselves as either atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular. Now Pope Francis wants to hear from young people. He's put a survey on the internet asking Catholics between the ages of 13 and 29 to tell him about themselves and what they seek from church.
That has to do with a lot of the young people that are growing just not necessarily disaffected with the faith, but part of a generation that has different priorities. And Pope Francis wants to get ahead of that, I think. Say, well, where are you at? And how can we minister to you and accompany you as young adults in a meaningful way?
Powell says he's hired several youth ministers over the years, but they soon quit. The hours are long and the pay is low. He once vowed to stop shaving until he could hire another youth minister. That resulted in a biblical-style chest-length beard for several months.
The stopping and starting with youth ministry made it hard for the kids to bond with someone and stay with it.
But the problem goes deeper. 14-year-old Joseph Dubrovic attends church because his parents want him to and because he feels the draw of the sacred. But ask him if he gets much out of it.
A lot of times it depends on if I'm tired or not, because if I'm almost dozing off, it's kind of hard to listen to what they're saying.
The average age of Catholic priests in the U.S. is now 63 compared to 35 in 1970. Dubrovic says he might not snooze during sermons if the priests delivering them were hipper.
Once they get younger priests going in and they can have fresh perspectives on the scripture that they see, then masses will become a lot more engaging.
Sometimes, you know, I'd sit there and I'd be like, wow, what is he talking about? You know, he'd be using these big words and I'm like, I'm still like 16 here.
That's Kate Lorenz talking about her experience of Sunday preaching. Lorenz is now 19 and a sophomore at Troy University in Alabama. For most of her teen years, she attended St. Patrick of Myrna Catholic Church in Bloomington.
I never had that cool youth group type feel, like the youth group side of things. It's not there.
Still, Kate says religion is, quote, huge for her. But she often skips church when she's away at school. And when she's back home, she no longer goes to the Catholic parish her family attends, but this church. Eastview Christian Church, where the sermons include videos shown on a wide screen. Electric keyboard, bass guitars, and drums pound out the worship music, and the pastor sits on a stool on a stage and preaches from notes on an iPad.
It would just be crazy right now not to have, big screens and lots of video-driven content now for a student ministry, right? Or the right kind of music that's high quality.
Mike Baker is Eastview's pastor. The church has about 5,500 members. Baker estimates about a third of them are under 30.
And so I think a lot of people miss ministry to teenagers because they keep doing the same thing that was really relevant and awesome in the 70s and 80s and 90s, but now culture has changed. And so is this constant attention to what does a teen culture look like?
Baker spent many years as a youth minister before becoming senior pastor and wrote a book called How Teens Do Church.
We don't have a pulpit. We have a stool. Usually I've got this crazy contraption I call the eye pulpit. It's very low and it's very close because we want it to be community. We want it to be conversational.
The come as you are tone of the services at Eastview appeals to Kate Lorenz.
Just come sit down and just praise the Lord with us. And it doesn't matter like who you are, what you believe in, just like as long as you're developing a relationship with God.
So
and I mean, that's just big with
soundboard.
Me.
and the screens will come down. There's a light, you know, lighting and fog and music, live music down there.
Eastview has two worship spaces. Both are large auditorium-type rooms. One of the worship areas has high round tables and chairs, like those you might see in a cafe or club. Baker says he wants the young adult worship space to feel like Chicago's famous music club, House of Blues. He says a significant portion of his congregation members are ex-Catholics.
If you're a priest in a Catholic church, you're going to have to be comfortable with not liking some of the methods that are used and some of the ways you might do ministry in order to get across the message.
Father Powell of Epiphany Parish says he is hard-pressed to compete with Eastview's snappier liturgies.
I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers.
Powell notes the Catholic Mass is bound by 2,000 years of tradition. It's essentially the same anywhere in the world. He says independent, non-denominational churches like Eastview can innovate more easily and take risks.
It's like a mini Vatican. They can be quick to adjust to the realities on the battlefield. So we're not as fleet of foot as they are, but many priests and many parishes in the Diocese of Peoria are trying to say, how do we turn the corner? How do we learn from our evangelical brothers and sisters?
Christ, have mercy.
The number of registered parishioners at Epiphany has declined more than a third in the last 14 years, from about 3,400 in 2003 to about 2,000 today. It's a pattern repeated throughout the Peoria Diocese and at many mainline Protestant churches as well.
Part of the antidote to millennials or anyone sort of wandering away is a real effort by adults, groups of many adults, to engage the kids and get to know them and befriend them, show that, hey, let's just sit down and chat.
Powell says he is trying to fight the trend with a more personal approach to pastoring.
Let's engage with one another. As one cardinal in Europe said, you know, you got to begin with people in a familial setting. Start at the dining room table. And he goes on to say, don't start with the bedroom.
Many Catholic young adults depart from church teaching. So-called millennials, born around 2000, have only known legalized abortion. They attend schools with openly gay and transgender students. They grew up with same-sex marriage as the law of the land. What they seem to want is not pat answers, but a real sense of what it means to have a relationship with God and a sense of the sacred day-to-day. Helise Schoenig is an incoming senior at University High School in Normal.
Sometimes I wish that the answer they would give would allow us more room to grow in our faith versus such a narrow answer that it almost discourages us from even asking in the first place.
Schoenig was raised a Catholic, but often worships at Eastview. What is she hoping to find there?
It's hard to make God into a real person, to humanize that type of idea about God. And I guess that finding out all the ways that God is present in our everyday lives is something that I like to learn from church.
Pope Francis's young adult survey asks a variety of questions. Do you have a positive self-image? A positive outlook on life? How much confidence do you have in government, your school, the Catholic Church? How much do you use social media? Helise Schoenig says she paused at one question in particular.
The one that probably stood out to me the most, I would say, is who is Jesus to you? On the survey, there was a lot of different options you could click on, and I agreed with almost everyone, but I think the one that stuck out most to me was probably friend, because I like to consider Jesus my friend.
And when young adults do receive an authentic experience of faith, they are apt to remember it for a long time. 17-year-old Lauren Dubrovic recalled something a priest told her one day when she went to confession. It was a story about Mother Teresa of Calcutta, now a Catholic saint.
She used to look at other people as, what does the Christ in that person need from her? And she always worked to provide that for them. So I feel like that kind of changed my perspective on what it really meant to even be Catholic or even be Christian, because in my opinion, I'm Christian first and, you know, Catholic second. And that was a game changer for me, at least.
Dubrovic describes herself as a feminist, but says it doesn't bother her that Catholic women can't be priests because they hold other leadership roles in parishes.
Women can't be priests, but if you just look at the church board and you look at who's teaching religion classes and who is really socializing children in the Catholic faith, a lot of people are women.
And she sees signs of hope in the papacy of Pope Francis, that the church is moving away from politically charged social issues and focusing more on messages of mercy, forgiveness, and inclusiveness.
I feel that the Catholic Church, in a lot of ways, is evolving to be more based on what I would call the basics of Christianity versus focusing on little rules. So I want to be around in the Catholic Church to see that when it's fully evolved and it's to the point where we're more inclusive of all types of people.
Still, the church has been through a rough patch recently. A key advisor to Pope Francis, Cardinal George Pell of Australia, was forced out of his Vatican post amid accusations he moved around abusive priests and that he too is a sexual abuser. In a move that drew condemnation from LGBT groups nationwide, the Bishop of Springfield, Illinois, declared married gay people cannot receive communion in his diocese and cannot serve in parish ministries. Father Powell of Epiphany Church says pronouncements like that risk giving parishioners the sense their church lacks compassion.
Life is too messy. I mean, I deal with people living and dying and, you know, the confessional. We have confessions every day. Just the messiness of life. I couldn't imagine trying to be in a position of judging anyone or everyone that approaches me in communion.
He has a message for teens and young adults who've lost interest in the Catholic Church. Give it another chance. Joseph Dubrovic, the teen who sometimes dozes off during Mass, says he's willing to do that.
I'll probably keep some sort of Christian faith at the very least, but I think I'll probably, at least for most of my life, I doubt I'll ever stop practicing the Catholic faith.
And high school senior Elise Schoenig has a message for church leaders.
Older people in the church complain about our generation and complain about the way we are, but I think that our generation should be looked at in a positive way because we have so much more potential than people make us out to have with all the innovations and inventions that are coming up and all these things that people my age know that people who are older than me still don't even know yet.
Pope Francis is likely to get a variety of views through his online survey of teens and young adults. What kinds of changes he'll make after receiving that information remains to be seen. I'm Judy Valente.